This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Cohen.
I'm Alex Chadwick. 5 years ago today, as U.S. and coalition forces were making final preparations to attack Iraq, President Bush made a broadcast speech from the White House.
Peaceful efforts to disarm the Iraqi regime have failed again and again because we are not dealing with peaceful men. Intelligence gathered by this and other governments leaves no doubt that the Iraqi regime continues to possess and conceal some of the most lethal weapons ever devised.
We know now, of course, there were no weapons of mass destruction in Iraq. Still, on this day, 5 years ago, President Bush laid out the case against Saddam Hussein and his regime, and he expressed frustration with the UN and other countries that refused to support the coming war.
The United Nations Security Council has not lived up to its responsibilities, so we will rise to ours.
And the president ended with one last warning for Saddam.
Saddam Hussein and his sons must leave Iraq within 48 hours. Their refusal to do so will result in military conflict, commenced at a time of our choosing.
And that time would come 2 days later, March 19th, 2003.